From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Pope Francis appealed to the United States Wednesday to take urgent action and slow the pace of climate change because the world is at a critical moment of history. President Barack Obama warmly welcomed the leader of the Roman Catholic Church to the White House on a beautiful autumn morning in Washington, and he agreed that Americans and people throughout the world have a sacred obligation to protect our planet. The president and the Pope were speaking at an official arrival ceremony celebrating the pontiff's first visit to the United States. China is touting a new deal to buy 300 planes from Boeing, announced during President Xi Jinping's visit to Seattle, where he will tour the aircraft manufacturer's assembly plant. The deal, first reported by China's official Xinhua News Agency, also calls for the U.S. firm to build a plant in China. But details of the plant or the price of the plane order have not been released. The Chinese leader is also visiting the campus of technology giant Microsoft, as well as speaking to a closed-door roundtable discussion of CEOs from major U.S. and Chinese companies. Burkina Faso's interim president regained control of the country again Wednesday, a week after a military general and his supporters overthrew him and his transitional government. Interim President Michel Kafando and Prime Minister Yacouba Isaac Zida marked their return to power in an official handover ceremony in the capital, Ouagadougou. Earlier Wednesday, members of the presidential guard who had staged the coup agreed to return to their barracks in a deal made after the presidents of Senegal, Togo, Benin, and Nigeria traveled to Ouagadougou to negotiate. This is VOA News. European Union leaders gathered in Brussels Wednesday for an emergency meeting on the continent's vast migrant crisis, looking to tighten the region's borders while offering new aid to Turkey and other countries hosting refugees from the Syrian conflict. EU President Donald Tusk.
We have now reached a critical point where we need to end this cycle of mutual recriminations and misunderstandings.
But the EU heads of state remain split on how to cope with the thousand of asylum seekers streaming to Europe, even after their interior ministers adopted a country-by-country quota plan Tuesday to disperse 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The U.S. Secretary of State has warned Russian actions in Syria risk a confrontation with a coalition opposing the Islamic State group, while his Russian counterpart claims Washington is becoming more receptive to Moscow's position on the conflict. Italy's La Stampa newspaper quoted U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Wednesday as saying he had conveyed to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov the U.S. concern over Russia's military support for the government of Bashar al-Assad. Lavrov suggested in remarks Wednesday in Moscow the U.S. government has become more sympathetic to Russia's policy of backing the Assad government against the rebel group seeking its removal. Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn resigned Wednesday amid a scandal in which the German carmaker admitted to have tampered with emission controls on 11 million diesel vehicles to pass pollution tests. Winterkorn made a public statement taking responsibility for the irregularities detected in diesel engines. Volkswagen needs a fresh start, also in terms of personnel, Winterkorn said. I am clearing the way for this fresh start with my resignation. He also said that Volkswagen should continue the process of clarification and transparency. U.S. baseball great Yogi Berra, who won 10 World Series championships as a catcher with the New York Yankees in the 1940s and 50s, and became one of the sport's most beloved figures, he has passed away at the age of 90. Berra joined the Yankees in 1946 and played his entire 19-year career with the legendary franchise, sharing the dugout with other Yankee greats such as Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle, eventually appearing in a total of 14 World Series. This is my last broadcast from VOA after 31 years. Before I retire, please know that it has been quite a ride and also an honor keeping you people informed. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.